But it's getting me, right?
Hey y'all.
That's it, yeah. Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh no.
That's the good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the good.
It's the same voice. Yeah.
Is that Cleveland?
Yeah, but you know, it is Cleveland, but until two seasons ago, it's not Cleveland anymore.
It's a white guy? Don't tell me it's a white guy.
They gave Cleveland to a black guy.
Wow.
I don't know if you know the YouTube channel.
What do you mean? Cleveland was a white guy?
He was a white guy, yeah.
That's wild.
Crazy. So, can you imagine? And then there was this whole...
It started with Apu from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Because he was played by a white guy.
Apu played Cleveland?
No, not the same actor.
Okay.
But like this thing came about where India was feeling offended.
Oh, yeah. Simpsons. They were trying to cancel, yeah, because a white guy was doing an Indian accent. Yeah,
they're not trying to cancel.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you know, this guy.
It's a bit much. But they didn't manage.
So actually, Simpsons, they handled this very bad.
Yeah.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the African Gents podcast. It's me, Daniel Sodera, joined by my co-host,
Dennis Sodera. Back again.
Yes, we are. And now we are joined by yes.
In the corner.
In the corner.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Yes. Weighing at 158 pounds.
There he is. Mr. Brian Londeg is back.
What's up, ladies? This is my sexy voice. I feel like we did this podcast before. And I'm gonna force this sexy voice.
The last time you did, we cancelled you, bro.
Fair enough.
Can't have this.
I'm going to learn from my mistakes.
Should hear his voice like on a normal day.
Hey, guys.
Rob. But yeah, my guy, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, man. It's a pleasure.
So much that we want to get to talk about.
So much.
Let's actually delve into a comment we haven't even before the podcast started. Because if I don't talk about this now, I'll forget later.
Yeah.
We're talking about voices. We're talking about voice acting.
Yeah.
We're talking about the scenario in which the voice actor that played Apu, Hank Azaria.
That's the name?
Azaria. That's the guy. And you'll know him if you see him.
Yeah.
He was playing Apu, and then Indian people, they felt that he was misrepresenting them.
Yeah.
So, this is what I actually was going to say before everything happened. They took the wrong approach to this criticism.
Uh-huh.
Instead of what Family Guy did.
Yeah.
Which is like, just move the guy. Who was playing
Cleveland?
I forget his name, but it was a white guy.
It was a white guy?
Yeah. And he plays a bunch of voices on Family Guy.
Now, instead of now just leaving the guy to continue his voice, what did they do? Just kill him.
They just killed him.
Just move
Oh, they, oh, they killed him.
They didn't kill him.
Oh, but like they removed him entirely.
Really? Yeah.
Nah, they did that.
I think they essentially now they're starting to just
ease him out.
Yeah.
It is just such a silly way to go about it. It's like, we're fine with a character.
Yeah.
Just get someone whose voice is more, you know.
But you see, the funny thing is, when we found out, no one knew it was a white guy. That's
exactly,
and I'm sorry to say this, but that's how good he was.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
it's so true.
It's like, I almost wish that we didn't find out.
Yeah, because I'm sorry for the racial stereotypes, but it was a perfect spot on accent.
And was it stereotyping?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
But I mean, that was the point, right?
Yeah,
comedy has changed in the last few years.
Yeah, but how that guy, the new guy now for Cleveland, got the role was pretty cool. You know the thing on YouTube, this guy who goes, plays Call of Duty and acts now like...
I think I know him. What's his name?
Azers.
Yes.
He's Cleveland.
He's quite big on Twitch.
Yeah, on Twitch, on YouTube.
That's so he plays.
Yeah, he plays Call of Duty and he plays Cleveland.
He's like dreads, right?
He plays Obama. He plays different guys.
I know him, yeah.
Yeah. So every time he plays Cleveland on Call of Duty, guys are like, oh my God, it's Cleveland Brown. You could hear the guys like now on speakers.
Cleveland Brown.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
No,
like that's Cleveland's name. That's Cleveland's name. Yeah,
the show, okay.
Yeah.
So that's Cleveland White.
So that's how he got the job.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You were listening to the new episodes, you barely noticed.
Oh, because he's so good.
He's really it's like the same.
Oh, it's the same. It's the same.
Man, that's awesome.
Like, I would have to tell you, and then now you actually have to reach out with you. Oh yeah, but anyways, that's just your brain telling.
Wait, what do you think about that? The morality behind that? Do you think it's wrong?
Representation matters.
For real?
It does matter. Like, in animations, as black people, it matters. Yes.
I hear you.
I mean, okay, in terms of Well, for us, getting more black people involved in voice acting, of course, it's always been a
fashion.
So if there are black voice actors, I of course give them a gig.
Yeah.
Because there are white voice actors who get gigs for days.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
You're right.
And I assume it's doubly meaning to be so for Indian voice actors.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's so many Indians in this world. It's actually unreal.
It's Yeah, it's literally one of the
almost a third of the population. Yeah, it's crazy.
Speaking of morality and black people
and comedy changing,
David Chappelle.
Come on, what a segue!
Right,
come on,
right.
We're there,
Mr. Chappelle.
Tell me
thoughts.
Let's talk about the closer.
Did you watch it?
I have watched it.
Have you watched it
twice?
You watched it twice.
Twice.
I watched it twice.
Why do you watch it the second time?
One for the comedy side of it. You need to laugh haha first time.
The second time to check
to understand
it. You should be
canceled. Especially after all the backlash I was hearing. I watched it the second time.
Man, okay. You guys give you a
chance. No, they've heard of you.
Actually, oh, for real?
Well, look, it happened, but you're a guest, so you should actually...
Man, what I'll say is he could not have been more clear that he was not against transgender people. And he was jealous. That was his point.
Yes. Oh my God.
Come on.
Thank you.
That was his point. He was saying, we are jealous as black
people. As black, exactly.
And he literally said, go back to every joke I've made about transgender people.
Yes.
And you will notice that it's always making a parallel between you guys
and black people. Exactly.
It is not about this. Like, that's why I'm thinking these guys got it twisted. And did you hear his recent speech?
No. Like, well, the thing about he's willing to sit down with his terms.
Yeah, did you hear that? The whole thing?
I did hear the whole thing.
So essentially he said, I'm willing to sit down with you on my terms. But you guys, I have three demands. He says, one of the demands is that you watch my special from beginning to end.
Nice.
And you just don't watch
it. Nice. Because I don't think a lot of them did.
I don't think a lot of people did.
I don't think a lot of them did.
Come on.
They probably washed up, got fed up. They're like, I can't stand this guy. Yes. Offensive. Switch it off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Second demand was admit that this transgender woman he's talking about is not funny. He told them, admit.
That thing was hilarious.
He
made that clear.
It's hilarious. He literally said, go watch her stand up and tell me she's funny.
Okay.
And no one came back saying she's funny. Just to be
every time, this girl's like, and she opened for me, which was like the worst.
As a checkmate.
Yeah. She was terrible.
You know, I remember that. Because that's still fresh in my mind. Because the way he talked about the night that she opened for him was like in my mind I was thinking about like all the of course we hear all the transgender folks came out attacking
so then
in my mind went back to when he was talking about them and when he was talking about Daphne in particular and I said this off air like to me, the closer was a tribute to Daphne.
It really was.
If you watch that show with that in mind,
yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful show.
It really is.
Even the the end actually hit me in my heart. when he made that joke,
and he's like, she would have laughed.
Even in my mind, I was like, oh, that's a bad joke. I knew that was a bad joke.
Yeah, I should have
laughed. But the reason is she would have laughed.
Yeah, dude.
And if you take on board all the things he said prior,
exactly. Yeah.
Then you know he understood what she had gone through.
Come on.
Remember, he said she told him,
yeah,
acknowledge that I am going through some shit.
Yes.
So they knew they were on a level. So,
yeah.
I was about to say Dave, he's my boy. So Mr. Chappelle knows.
Yeah.
Well, he knows the struggle.
Yeah.
And as you said, he's jealous.
Yeah, and that was dark though, man. Because
she killed herself. That is dark humor.
That was the dark humor.
That's
what, when he said that she killed
herself? That's the most. Not the fact
because of the.
No, I'm saying the joke that
you
made after that.
Oh, yes, no, that's the darkest
of humor. To me, that's not humor done correctly.
Done well.
Dark humor done well.
You need to be a professional.
Exactly. Yes. You need to be Dave Chappelle to be able to do something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that was a bad joke, but she would have loved it. She would have loved
it. You're so right. It was a tribute to Daphne. It was the kind of look that she would have laughed at.
Exactly. You know? And his last demand was, don't summon me. He's like, I'm not going to meet your demands. I'll be here this time. No, I'm going to pick the time. I'm going to pick the place.
Yeah.
And also,
and I hear that.
Here's the thing also. I feel like a lot of the outrage.
Yeah.
Mostly. And I told you this last week. Netflix is fine. Like, they don't want to take down the special.
They're not going to.
They're not going to.
You saw some of them were striking, right?
Yeah, yeah, some of them are striking.
Like, they even lost their jobs.
Next to zero of that people in that strike.
Really?
Next to zero.
Which just goes to show what he was talking about.
Yeah!
Exactly.
If you don't understand, you've been in that.
Yes.
Because I think the people that are outraged are of the white persuasion.
Yeah.
More, like, I'd say 90% of them.
Yeah.
Of the white persuasion. Because, you know, maybe in the beginning, yes, and a gay person racist.
Yeah.
Yo!
That's a wild question that needs to be asked more.
Of course they can.
Come on.
1000%!
You assume that they're entirely liberal?
Yeah, no!
And accepting of all.
Yeah.
Exactly. Things. No!
And then the story that he even followed that with, that's when it's I knew now what story. He was talking about, when I think he was causing some rowdiness now with some people of the LGBTQ community. And then they want to now call the cops on him. And then he was saying, like, so now a black person in that position would have never done that.
Come on.
Because of what black people in America go through. So now it's just stressing his point of black people's struggles in America.
So as he said, at that point, they were white first.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, that is such a... That's the crux of his special.
Yes,
and exactly. That's now his problem. That's his argument.
He's jealous that the trans movement... Because he, in his mind, as in the special, he acknowledges the gay movement has come next to the black... The Negro movement.
Yes.
And even surpassed them.
It really has.
And that's why he's jealous of them.
Yeah.
And it turns out that the trans movement is also following suit.
100%.
And us black people are way still where.
Yep.
And we're still stuck where we've nothing's changed for us.
Yep.
Decades.
Well, we're here just taking a knee and
exactly.
Gold monkeys
exactly.
And shit.
Can you imagine?
Nothing is changing.
So what did he do wrong? If you're going to say, what did he do? No, I'm really trying to understand. What did he say that you think could have been a bit
nothing,
out of pocket?
It's
I
not
don't, I don't think he did.
My personal
literally,
opinion, it's not that he said something wrong, it's that he's speaking
about transgender.
He's challenging now opinions. He's challenging a community that many people feel or think shouldn't be challenged because of freedom of speech and freedom of movement and everything. So he's now, because of his status, he has the ability to challenge. And for them, I feel like they feel like, I don't want to say intimidated, but they feel like now someone is challenging us in what we believe as a society, we shouldn't be challenged because we should be free. Mm-hmm. But now he's questioning it based on the basis of what black people have been through history.
So you know, he was doing comedy shows in Ohio during lockdown.
Yeah, which is where he lives, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has a documentary about the whole process.
Yeah.
No one wants to buy the documentary. That's the whole point of all this.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to touch his documentary. It's like a really cool documentary.
Oh, right, but no one wants to, like, pay it out.
Yeah, because of this transgender thing.
Yeah.
No one wants to touch it. And he's like, literally, no one, even Netflix doesn't want to buy it.
Right now.
Yeah.
Because I think he's still working on it, isn't he?
No, it's done. They
is
want
it
to
the
sell
one
it.
With, who's Magnificent from, what's this guy's name?
There's several comedians on that thing.
No. The guy who played Magnificent on, or Gangstalicious on Boondocks. No, there's another rapper.
No,
but he is a comedian who was part of that documentary.
But anyway, yeah, they were part of that thing.
Yeah, so he's not able to sell it because of this issue.
But he'll get some.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Netflix don't want to touch it right now. It's a bit touchy on that. Like, I was saying, Netflix is fine. Like, I swear, gave me the worst thing for. The trans community is that this came out when Squid Game came out as well.
100%.
Because Squid Game has made Netflix the most money you'll ever make.
Literally.
Since they started.
Literally.
So, like, oh, you want to quit?
Come on.
Cool.
Rightfully.
Yeah. Like, okay.
On.
More money for us then.
Sir.
But speaking of also things that
fair enough. I know you were saying.
Yeah, I had such a nice segue into
it. It was good.
It was crazy. It was golden.
You got another one.
Yeah.
I saw you got another one.
After being.
Yeah, where's
your
second
one? Why not just sing? Now it's not good. Now it's not good. It needed to be.
Okay, then I can let me vamp Kidogo.
Yeah.
Let me vamp. By the way, for our foreign listeners, I say
Kidogo.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's a bilingual, sometimes trilingual
podcast. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to our listeners in like Germany, Argentina, by the way. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, out here.
Literally.
Before you were talking about the documentary that he's filming, he's looking for it to be picked up. What were we talking about before you mentioned that? I was talking about game, but in what degree?
Race. We're talking about race. We're talking about white fest. We're talking about
race. Actually, this is a quote. That quote will forever ring out in my mind. Why is it easier for Caitlyn Jenner to change her name than Cassius Clay?
Which he said more than
in all of his specials.
I think his first one, if I'm not wrong.
No, Sticks and Stones.
Yeah.
He didn't say Sticks and Stones, but all of the other specials he said the same thing. And these, I remember what I want to say.
Let's get it.
After this, now we can say it.
Okay.
Right. What people? A lot of people don't understand that. You know how there's an extreme alt-right here?
Yeah.
You know, the racist Nazis. People forget there's an extreme... don't realize there's an extreme left.
Yeah.
Like a radical left as well.
There really is.
And it's also people, toxic. A lot of the people that are coming after Dave are part of this.
100%.
These
ultra-liberals.
Ultra-liberals.
Oh, yeah. Identify as a white straight male, by the way. Yes. The rest of this part. Actually identify as a penguin with one leg.
Exactly. The ultra vegan.
A blind penguin.
A blind one.
Yeah.
The ones, how dare you even speak the word meat in my presence?
Come on.
It's bad.
Yeah.
People forget that these people exist because we're all distracted by the Nazis.
I hear you.
We all do respect. We should be focusing on Nazis.
We should. But we're making mutual out of jackfruits. 100%.
We're making mutual out of jackfruits.
That's where we're going.
God damn.
You know what? That's a mic drop.
Yeah, I swear.
There's nothing else to top that.
Speaking of Umtura and I don't even have one.
I was gonna give you a problem.
Speaking about money,
exactly.
How much Netflix have made.
Now you know. That was you stole my segue. There we go. Yep.
Yeah.
There we go.
Let's delve into crypto.
Though. Crypto.
I feel like that's where you were going.
Yes, that's exactly where I was going.
Wrong.
For our listeners, we do have a crypto guru among us.
Yes, man, I wouldn't call myself that.
Oh, dude, I mean,
I
us.
I don't mind you calling me that.
You know, above average.
Above average.
Which do
I have. I've been in this space for a while.
Yeah. How long?
I'm quite obsessed.
How long?
Maybe 5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I thought it was like 2.5, maybe.
No, before.
Damn. Before.
Ages ago, when no one cared. And now you're laughing. Yeah.
Oh man, now who's laughing?
Yeah.
I wish I invested more.
Alright, so let me ask a question for all the listeners.
You got me.
If we want to get into crypto, should we? And why should we? And
Why? 100% you should. 100% Bitcoin is bigger than Tesla and Amazon. Almost bigger than Amazon. Bigger than Facebook.
Really?
In market cap.
Wow.
In the value. So
yeah,
Bitcoin is actually worth more than those monsters.
Can see that, yeah.
Bitcoin as a concept of like the actual Bitcoin.
As the money that's been invested in that coin is worth more than all the money.
So that specific coin. That specific coin.
Shut up.
And Tesla.
Actually.
It's that. Okay.
It is the fifth, I think, currently biggest if it was a company, because it isn't, if it was a company, it would be the fifth biggest company in the world. That's the one reason why you should take this seriously.
That's actually hilarious.
Because it's at this point, it's not a joke.
And correct me if I'm wrong, it's growing like consistently.
It really is. And it actually hit all-time high almost a few days ago.
No one
talked about it. Like the highest Bitcoin's ever been, I think it was about a week ago.
How much was that?
I don't know. No one talked about it. It's 60, around 67. Okay. 60, 65 okay. to 67. Yeah. $1,000.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's insane. So...
Question, okay. What made you get into it?
What made me get used to it, because I traded, right? And I've always been a trader.
Like forex trading.
And for those who don't know what trading is, there's a difference between investing and trading. Mm-hmm. So investing is, we understand the fundamental reason why this thing should go up.
Yeah.
We understand this is going to happen and this is going to happen,
mm-hmm.
leading to an eventual valuation that makes this thing go up. Trading is, we are leveraging off the psychology of human beings. We are just such flimsy people. Mm-hmm. And we FOMO, and then we fear, we FOMO and we fear. You actually make money off leveraging that psychology. That's trading.
Okay.
That's Bitcoin is so volatile and people get away from it because of that. But that's why traders love it.
Okay.
Because you can make money going up and going down.
Oh, interesting. So here's the thing, a lot of for the people that are not into crypto. Like one of the biggest worries about it is accessibility.
One of the biggest worries about it.
Yeah, it's like accessibility and like, how do I get into it? Like, am I too late? What steps do I need to take if I want to like start like investing in crypto? Can you like give us an idea? Like, what if you were, let's say now, like right now you're into crypto?
Yeah.
Get us into crypto.
So back in the day, it used to be you need to know like a lot of technical things. And I feel like that's how the internet was when it was first invented.
Yeah.
Like, you need to know a public address, you need to know what sort of a wallet would be, a private key, all these things. Like, most people don't know sort of the building blocks of the internet, but we use the internet.
Yeah.
We're good with using the internet, but if you ask most people what sort of all these protocols that underlie the internet,
yeah,
most people don't know.
Yeah.
And I feel like this crypto has been such so nascent that it people had to know about.
You had that toilet. Yeah.
Man, come on, man. It was hard. It was hard.
Close the source of your top line.
Let me close my throat.
You were so high. You said that. Just bust down. You were winning, but
the
now.
Soros. Okay. Hey, you threw me off, man. they really are, and that's the reason why it has been hard for people to enter, because you almost need to be somewhat versed in sort of computer science and things like that. And most people aren't, in code and the likes.
Yeah.
But now it's so much easier. You know, Binance, Coinbase, I'll say those are the easiest platforms. Search Binance.com or search Coinbase.com to whoever's listening to this.
Okay.
Literally open an account tonight. It is free.
Oh, Coinbase?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm on.
There we go.
Dope. Yeah,
Coinbase, and some of these guys even have an M-Pesa. Like,
They do. Which I'm really impressed. What? It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's so easy right now.
And the thing I'm really...
That's crazy.
Come on. And what I'm worried about, not many Kenyans know this, so I feel like that's now an opportunity.
There we go.
So that's now I want to delve in and understand it more. So then now I can be the guy like, yo, have you heard of like Coinbase, M-Pesa, everything? Especially now if you're talking to like Safaricom guys who understand nothing about
open a Coinbase account.
Exactly.
Open a Binance account. 100%. There's an M-Pesa API. 100%. If there's not, I'm sure there's a there's a PayPal. If you have PayPal,
go ahead.
Your thing. Yeah, man. That's how you get in. My thing is, you should all know this website, coinmarketcap.com.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm dropping gems for people.
Yeah.
That website will give you sort of the top 1,000 cryptocurrencies that are out there.
Yes. Because
people only know Bitcoin.
Mm.
You think Bitcoin is everything. Because also you hear.
Because exactly.
Dogecoin.
Come on, there's Dogecoin.
Cardano.
There's 1,000 more.
Yeah.
Ethereum.
And to be honest, Dogecoin is more of a meme coin.
I know.
Of course it is.
So
yeah.
So many people love it.
Yeah.
And it has boggles like financial like
It's like, why is this doing so well?
Why is this?
It's a meme. Yeah.
Exactly. Man, memes just go against logic. But there are thousands of cryptocurrencies.
I don't. Actually, so, this is a nice segue.
No, yeah, I have the segue. I have the segue. But mine is. Mine is in the form of a question, though.
Tell me.
I think we're on the same wavelength. Because this was the question I had when I was getting into crypto.
Throw it, man.
The difference between crypto and Bitcoin and now NFTs.
Yes.
Yeah. So for me, back then, I didn't understand. Because I thought they were the same thing.
Yeah.
Crypto and NFTs.
100%.
I thought they were the same thing. What is the difference? For now, like...
Just before we get into this.
Yeah.
You should know.
Mm-hmm.
Brian will delve into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
They are the biggest scam that there is right now.
Tell them.
They are trash. I can give you a perfect example of what... Brian, give you the nitty-gritty about why it's a scam.
Yeah, tell me.
Educate our listeners, please.
Okay, so Bitcoin, essentially, what makes Bitcoin Bitcoin? You know, because
so now start from scratch. Bitcoin is
they're
a
not
cryptocurrency.
The same. They're not the same.
Thing. Bitcoin is now a cryptocurrency.
Okay.
So the key word there is currency.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
In my understanding, you can buy an NFT 100%. With crypto.
There we go.
You can
say that again.
You can buy an NFT with crypto.
So that's what many people have confused.
Yeah, they're not the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You use Bitcoin to buy an NFT.
Or another cryptocurrency.
Okay.
So there are three types of cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
And I'll just quickly skim over this.
Yeah.
One is a currency. So one is acting as a money.
Okay.
And that is Bitcoin. So what makes Bitcoin more special than the US dollar?
Yeah.
So it essentially is an M-Pesa that is not owned by one company, Safaricom. I think cryptocurrencies actually should be understood more than by Kenyans than anyone else. Because
very
we literally
true.
Use
very true.
A digital coin.
It's very
everything.
True. Yeah. Very true.
We don't use a shilling.
Yeah.
And although the M-Pesa shillings are sort of pegged to the shilling,
yeah,
we are literally just trading digits.
Just digits, actually. Yeah. It's actually digits.
We've been about this life for years.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only thing is Safaricom owns this.
That's the thing.
There we go. So the only difference is that this one's owned by no one, and it's crazy. Which is crazy. Which is the revolution of it. Right?
Do you think they know about it?
Who?
Safaricom.
They do,
and they don't want us to know about it because they can't regulate.
So there was a startup called BitPesa in Kenya.
Yes, I remember that.
And they were actually sued by Safaricom until they actually left Kenya.
Yes.
So Safaricom's away.
Of course. Yeah.
In case you guys
and
you
it
can
must
search
be
that
killing them.
You can do your
it's a monster that they will
they can't control.
No,
they can't control.
No one does. No bank, no
imagine
nothing.
Exactly. Airtime with Bitcoin.
It's if the second vendors start accepting.
Yeah.
If you can buy mandazis and boiro and smokies.
Exactly.
Why are you using shillings?
Exactly.
It's technically a competitor to M-Pesa, isn't it?
It literally is.
And for them, they're like, that is my primary target.
Yeah.
So you guys should not exist.
Yeah.
That is the problem. That's why they probably don't want people to know about it.
Yeah.
So
startups were chased out by Safaricom early in the days. You can actually research that. BitPesa, research that.
Yeah.
Safaricom actually took them to court.
Yeah. You're talking about the three different kinds of...
The three different kinds. Is one is a currency, which is Bitcoin, which is basically it's a coin that is sort of not governed by one person.
Yes.
We saw what happened in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Man, you're buying bread for $6 trillion.
Zimbabwe.
Crazy. There's a note in this house.
Come on.
For like $6 trillion.
Come on.
We're trillionaires.
It's unreal.
No, for real. We actually have $6 trillion.
And that's just worth bread. That's just worth bread.
If you're lucky. If you're lucky.
Hey, what do you mean?
That's when money becomes worthless.
Yeah, that's a Mandazi banner.
That's when the printer never stops printing.
That's a boiled egg outside the club banner.
Come on.
It's mad. It is mad.
So the solution to that was sort of a currency that's sort of controlled by us. And when I say us, it's mainly miners, mainly, and we can go into that later, but it's more or less just people who...
By miners, you mean M-I-N-E-R-S?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. Not like young people.
Yeah, you have to make that clear. Exactly, yeah.
Thanks for clarifying.
Just making sure.
Not for our listeners. Yeah.
Just making sure.
The young people in Asia.
Yes. You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah. That's a good clarification. The second thing is, it's a utility token. So one is, there's some cryptocurrencies that can be traded almost as barter, but for one specific good. So Coca-Cola can be like, I'm going to unleash a Coca-Cola coin, and you can only trade this Coca-Cola coin for Coke.
Huh.
So if Coke becomes more valuable in the future, you can actually benefit from holding those Coke coins, if that makes any sense.
It kind of does. Question.
So let's say like all the factories for Coke blow up.
Can you give us an example of like one that there is out right now? Yeah. Like give us an example of what you do.
So utility coin mainly will be these gaming coins.
Oh, okay.
That are having coins for skins. So, right. And that's probably going to be, in my eyes, the biggest use case for crypto in the next 1-2 years.
Gaming
industry is going to make crypto become mainstream.
I can see that.
I'm just going to plug in Usiku Games, who have now been registered for the blockchain gaming industry. Yes, last week. We are going into that. But yes! We are now in that chain. So you are right. Definitely.
So the beauty of crypto is you make digital things unique. Sort of, you know, when you send an email or you send something over the internet, that thing can be copy pasted. You know, Control C.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like this is just, it's just simple stuff.
Yep.
But if you had a digital asset which actually had a unique identity within the internet. It's crazy. You cannot copy it. Yes. Only one person can own it at one given time.
Yeah.
So if it's a skin, literally only one person can own it.
Uh-huh.
If it's an NFT, it's a piece of art.
Yeah, literally,
it has value because no one can copy paste it.
Absolutely, yeah.
No one can take that sort of digital identity.
Yeah.
One person owns it.
Yes.
That was the beauty of NFTs before it went way beyond what it should have
been. Yeah.
So NFT went crazy. All this art that no one can replicate. So it's like owning like Pokemon cards because it's like it's a collectible. It's like owning baseball cards or NBA cards.
Yeah,
that's what it became. And you know that whole life of collectibles just takes things out. Scarcity is everything.
Yeah.
So that's why NFTs. Everyone is launching theirs, and if you're a celebrity, yours had value. And until as every bubble pops, this one did.
Yeah,
I was NFTs were described to me as you probably seen this meme as well, or this thread.
Yeah,
it's on Twitter. A couple of weeks, an NFT was described to me as you go to the Louvre in Paris. Yes, yes, feel them with all the venom inside of you. You go to see the Mona Lisa. Yeah, ah, man, that's dope.
Yeah,
the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, the Mona Lisa, the Louvre. And then the one of the what's the word? The museum guys, they give you a tour. Mm. Like, you know, you can buy this if you want. And then you're like, what? Really? I can own the money. Say, yeah, sure. You just give me some money. Then you can own the money. So then you give the guest money. Like, oh, yeah, the Mona Lisa. So
I own the Mona Lisa. Like, no, you don't own the Mona Lisa. You own the receipt of the Mona Lisa. But you can only view this receipt in the broom closet. you're gonna view this version of the Mona Lisa in the broom closet.
Yeah,
that's what you want. You don't own this one, sir.
Yeah,
you own the concept.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Like you exactly. That's what.
And it's mostly because it's underdeveloped that you don't the benefit you get from owning these things. You can't actually do anything with it. Unless just have the receipt and you can claim that you own it, which is a lot.
Yeah,
some people it's like you own a Charizard card.
Yeah. Like, wow, the difference with that is you can literally own the physical card though.
Like just goes like, yeah, I own the card. It's here.
Yeah, the internet, my guy. As you said, my guy, Control C, bro.
But that's the beauty. I'll give that. I'm not a fan of MMT, but you literally own it. You literally own it.
Yeah, but.
It's literally impossible to copy that same digital identity.
Well, a decent, like a proper, not like guys were saying.
No, I'm sure you can recreate it, but like, it's the receipt. And you made that very nice. You said it very nicely. It's a receipt that you own, which most people are now seeing as the real ownership. You know what I mean?
Nah.
So people have a sort of come to the understanding that if you own the receipt, you own it.
It's a bit nasty,
it really is. Yeah. But I mean. this is what happens when white privilege reaches a point where you have everything in life. You need these things. You need to own something that no one else can own.
You need to show that you have this.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily own it.
100%.
You need to show that you spent money.
Come on. If money has bought you everything in life, this is everything to you. That's really why art is out here.
Yeah.
Garnering millions and millions of dollars for no reason. Somebody will paint a dot and sell that for $500 million.
This is actually very Banksy to the game.
Come on. Banksy, man. Yeah, Banksy's out here making banks.
You see that thing where that in the art gallery.
Yeah.
He's painting souls.
Yes.
And then immediately it's all like pop, it's all then it just gets shredded. It's so crazy. How do we stop the industry happening?
It's over even more.
Scarcity is everything. If you can stop many people from owning something, it'll become valuable.
Yep.
And that is why Bitcoin is valuable, because they capped it at 21 million Bitcoins. And no matter how many are mined, once it hits 21 million, there cannot be no more Bitcoins. Yes.
Oh, for real?
In the code, it cannot reach 21 million. So unlike currencies like Zimbabwe, which can just run the printer like nonstop, this has to reach a cap. And they're trying to imitate gold, because gold is limited.
Yes.
That's why normally people compare gold with Bitcoin, because gold is sort of scarce, right?
Yep.
You can only pull so much from the ground.
Yeah.
And that's really what Bitcoin value is. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the last one is stocks. So the way shares are, people are just using the technology behind cryptocurrencies, they just made stocks more efficient. Now you can like take Safaricom off the Nairobi Stock Exchange and imagine putting it onto the New York Stock Exchange, because you can get a better price there. Or you take it off there and just hold it outside of all exchanges and just in your own wallet.
That's crazy.
So now stocks, I can just move freely. That's literally
insane.
That's a huge benefit. And that's going to be that's the future of capital markets, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus.
Crazy. So, my guy, thank you for coming through. You have dropped knowledge.
My pleasure, man.
You have dropped bars.
Yeah. Unfortunately, ladies and gents, we actually have to wrap up this week.
Yeah.
But my guy, Brayo, this is part one of two.
Let's get it.
We'll continue. Right?
I feel like people are now going to attack you. Now, with all this knowledge you've given them,
exactly.
Where come can people me. Find you?
Comments.
Where can come they on. Find you?
Love your socials, man.
Man.
Unless you don't want to be found, huh? Find Brian outside.
I'm not a social media guy, but Brian Ondang on Instagram.
There you go.
I literally not a social media guy.
Ondang yeah. Brian on Coinbase.
Get it. Check me on LinkedIn. I'm a LinkedIn guy more than anything else.
Yeah.
Brian Ondang on LinkedIn. Follow me. Yeah, man. It's been such a pleasure, guys.
Love it, man. Thank you for coming through, brother.
So, for everyone else, this you can follow us at The African Gents on Twitter.
And sir, The African Gents Pod on Instagram.
Yes.
Yes. And you can send us an email on
theafricangents@gmail.com.
There we go.
Get it.
Yes.
So, at The African Gents on Twitter.
The African Gents Pod on Instagram.
TheAfricanGents@gmail.com.
TheAfricanGents@gmail.com. Yes. There we go.
Thanks, guys.
It's a wrap.
Catch you next time.
Bless.
Peace.